Sponsorship of the Be Our Guest podcast is proudly brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. They are a platinum earmarked agency, which means they do a great job with their guests, booking Walt Disney World, Disney Cruise Line, and Disneyland vacation packages. And I know a lot of you have been waiting forever. The 2017 Walt Disney World packages are available to be booked now. Right now is a great time to get in on that because all you need to do is put down a $200 deposit, and that secures that package. That deposit is fully refundable until 31 days prior to check-in when your final payment is due. And right now, the inventory is high. So get those resorts you're looking for during the popular dates. Get the views you're looking for. And just to motivate you a little bit more, the folks over at the Magic for Less are increasing their booking bonuses for booking with them right now for the first month of bookings. So check out all the details. Get planning. Get that countdown going on your next Walt Disney World vacation. Check them out today. Support the folks who support us over at themagicforless.com. Today's episode is also proudly sponsored by longtime listener Drew Baker of Aquitas Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Drew is a financial advisor who has realized that he gets the most enjoyment out of working with like-minded clients and has built his business working with many people who share his same passion for Walt Disney World. Drew does retirement planning and investment management and conducts many meetings over the phone or Skype for those who aren't local to his Fort Wayne or Indianapolis, Indiana offices. Drew and his staff aim to bring the Disney difference in service into his business and how he treats his clients. Looking for someone to give you a free second set of eyes on your financial picture? Then support the folks who support us and call Drew Baker at 260-271-1050. Email him at drew.baker@ampf.com or look him up online at ameriprise advisors.com/drew.baker. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1035 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Friday to you and welcome to the 4th of July weekend here in the United States. It is the big birthday for the United States of America. And of course, we're going to do something thematic and have a show that is dedicated to all nations, but mostly America. And that's how we do it here on the show at the beginning of July. So joining me today to have a fun discussion and to continue a series of shows that we started probably back in 2010. And this is our second in a series of 11 shows. This one's going to take a while to complete. We have Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. What's going on, Ricky?
Don't say we never gave you anything.
I mean, we do complete our series of shows. Sometimes we just put them on the back shelf.
It may take us a few years, but we get there.
Yeah, it takes us quite a while. We make sure we can milk them for all they're worth. So
right. So if there's a show that we mentioned, I've said this before, if there's a show that we mentioned that we said we'd do a follow-up episode on and we did not, let us know. We might get back to you on that one.
Exactly.
You know, right. Years later.
But next Friday is going to be a recap of my recent trip. We just got back earlier this week. I can't wait to share all the great stuff. That's going to be next Friday, so be ready for that. But today, to get you ready for the 4th of July, the fireworks, the beer, the barbecues, everything we do here in the United States so well, we're going to go back to World Showcase, and we're talking about breaking down all 11 countries and talking about what to do in each country, what not to miss, and how to see that, you know, make that experience special in each one of these 11 World Showcase pavilions. Obviously, today we're talking about the American Adventure. So, Ricky, when I mention the American Adventure, what do you think of initially?
Oh, gosh. I think of the American Adventure show. That's the main, I think, focal point of what I think about when someone says, you know, the American Adventure Pavilion, which I think is an actual name is really the America Pavilion or something like that. But I think it's just gotten, you know, it's morphed into the America Adventure Pavilion. But I really think of the American Adventure. Like that's the first thing that pops in my head. So
it is, you know, because we even like we were talking about getting the show together, and we were just like, you know, you talk about the Japan pavilion, you talk about the Moroccan pavilion or Mexico, you know, we're like, what's the official? And I think it actually is the American Adventure Pavilion, I think.
But of course, we could be wrong. Let's put it this way. At this point, I think that's what it's called. I don't think that's what it initially was, but at this point, I think that's what it's called. So, yeah.
Okay, so let's go ahead. Let's kind of dive into like what to do in the American. Of course, this is the host pavilion of World Showcase at Epcot.
It is.
And so when you walk into Epcot, when you walk from Future World back to World Showcase, this is going to be directly in the center, right across World Showcase Lagoon. And it is beautiful. It is modeled after, you know, the time when our country came into existence in 1776, mm-hmm. I believe. And it's just a beautiful pavilion. So you mentioned you initially think of the show, The American Adventure.
Yes.
I do as well. But there's a lot more going on in this pavilion besides the show. But let's start there. So advice on seeing the show, and what does this show mean to you as an American?
Well, my advice is to do it. You know, that's a plain and simple. Make sure you see the show. It's a fantastic, fantastic show. It's got heart. It's got patriotism. It's got a great, you know, I guess if you want to say story, even though it's, you know, the story of our history, but, you know, it's the way they put it, piece it together. They've done it in such a fantastic way. I still think it's state of the art, you know, more or less. I mean, when you think about all the pieces that go into making this show, all the audio animatronics, all the, you know, just incredible attention to detail they have with it. You know, it's fantastic what they've done with that. I mean, you know, when you think about, you know, Mark Twain's smoking cigarette or cigar or, you know, walking up the stairs, or I mean, just and twirling of the lasso. It's incredible the skill that went into making these audio animatronics and stuff like that. So that I love that part. I love everything about it. Now that you have to know that it's shown, I think, every half hour, I think, if not every half hour, every hour. I'm not 100%. I'm always walking past it and see that they at least have a sign up there that says next show at blank time. So if you're ever in question of what time the show will be, just make sure you look while walking past it. I think it's a fantastic show. You know, you've got the Voices of Liberty who perform inside the actual pavilion, which, hello, they are so fantastic. And if you haven't ever caught them, you know, you definitely need to make sure, stop what you're doing and go and check them out on your next vacation. And then you've also got the Kinthey Collection, which and that's inside the same area, which is artifacts and things like that of celebrating African American heritage. So the whole overall, like just that whole section right there is filled with tons of great things that you cannot miss and what it means to be an American.
So I want to get back just kind of the show itself and then kind of talk about like Voices of Liberty and some of the other, you know, the exhibit areas. But, you know, with the show itself, I think that it's great. I think families need to take kids, even younger kids. Now, once they can sit quietly through a show, you want to be polite to those around
you. It's long.
It is long. But I think, too, that because it is, there's a lot of audio animatronics interacting with video projections kind of at the same time. I think what this does for kids that may not know about Rosie the Riveter, you know, in World War II, or to know about the stock market crash, I think what this does for kids, and again, you know, I'm in education, so I try to think of things kind of from the perspective of giving kids life experiences. I think what this is going to do is, even if your kids don't really understand about the Great Depression and about, you know, World War II and how we got brought into the war and how people like women started to kind of be empowered because they had to join the workforce to keep our men in battle. And then that kind of, you know, changed our society moving forward because women are now in the workplace forevermore. You know, I think that's a huge like cultural thing that's really hard for an 8-year-old to understand. But I think the thing as a parent to remember is that and I'm talking really about American parents, but I think even if you're somebody from another country, we have so many listeners from other places in the world. I love that. But I think it's just, if you want to introduce your children to things that have happened over the time of history, I think what this is going to do, they might not grasp that concept right there as they're seeing the movie, but then maybe in fifth or sixth grade in a couple of years, when maybe World War II is brought up, they have some background knowledge. You know, they, oh yeah, Rosie the Riveter, that was that lady that was, you know, working on, you know, they were trying to get done on Christmas. You know, was it Christmas every day? No. But I think the thing is, it gives them perspective and it gives them a little bit of context into world events that affected what our country is today. You know what I'm saying, Ricky? I don't think you would understand it. And I think the same thing for Spaceship Earth. They might not understand everything that's in it, but I think it gives them a frame of reference for later in life when that does come up in school.
Absolutely. Or it can help them with things that they may have learned in the past as well, that now the light bulb clicks on of, oh, that's what they were talking about. So I know that there were times that that I learned things, you know, in school, and then I would see them at Disney and be like, oh, okay, now this makes sense. You know, my big, the one that really, and it's not what we're talking about right now, but the one that I, you know, really clicked with me was, we were talking about I think it was about communication or something along those lines, and going on Spaceship Earth immediately after that. And I was like, oh, okay, this really makes sense. So yeah, I think that these life lessons will really click when they see things like that, you know, looking back at the American history, and then they see it in front of them on stage and they're like, oh, okay, I get it now. You know, it makes sense. This is what it was really like in a way. Yeah, I get what you're saying, Mr. Educator.
Well, I mean, you know, because I want kids to understand, you know, how did we end up where we are in 2016? You know, and there was good and bad in our country. There's been heroes. There's been tragedies. And of course, this show is long. You know, it's a pretty long show. It's probably about 30, 35 minutes. But I mean, we're talking over 200 years of history. They try to get the highlights in, and they tried not to make it just sugar-coated Disney. Now, you know, of course, it's in a theme park, so they're not going to try to get too negative. But I mean, you have things like a reference to the Civil War. And I think one thing not to be overlooked in this show is the music. You know, you have songs like, yes, Two Brothers. You have songs like Golden Dream. You know, and I think that, you know, Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? I mean, I think that's well overlooked by probably 95% of park goers. But don't you agree with me that the songs actually kind of set the mood, and so that you can kind of have a deeper understanding of these concepts?
Oh, absolutely. 150%. I think that, you know, the songs that are in American Adventure are just beautifully written. And, you know, like Two Brothers, I mean, heart wrenching, you know, when you really think about it. And I think they hit a home run with all the songs that are in this attraction. And it really just knocks that message home. Yeah.
And, you know, it seems like a lot of it seems like ancient history, even, you know, to folks that are, until you still really start appreciating history. And I'm a huge history buff, so I don't think that's my thing. But I think for a lot of, especially the younger kids, it's ancient history. But then the part that really tugs at my heartstrings is when the video screen comes out and you start seeing images from your lifetime. You know, and I'm talking, you know, I'm 42, 43. I'm,
wow, early, you don't even 40s, know how old,
I, it's how old I'm getting, I know. But I'm just saying that when you see images of the Challenger 7 waving to the Americans going out to the pad, and you know what happened, because I was sitting in sixth grade when that space shuttle exploded, or you see President Bush on top of the rubble from 9/11, and you see people saying, "You're our heroes." I mean, I'm getting choked up right now thinking about it, because the music's powerful, Golden Dream, in how we're going to overcome, and we're not going to be a second-rate country. We're going to be the best country in the world. You know, and I love our friends from other countries, but I'm a proud American, and that stirs my soul every time I see it. And it brings tears to my eyes when I see the tragedies that our country has endured. But we always get up, and we always, you know, things have happened, even in Orlando, even in, you know, places all around the world, that humanity's worst at the same time brings out humanity's best. And that movie shows that.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes, it does.
All right. So, I mean, I just think you can't miss it. And I know that we get so busy with, like, oh man, there's 11 countries and I got to get to my ADR at Via Napoli because that pizza's so good. You know, I'm there. Don't get me wrong, man. I mean, I've gone past this many, many times, but every time I stop to see it, I'm like, oh, I love, right, this show is almost perfect.
Yes. Absolutely. I agree. I wish that they could do like maybe one, you know, more scene that was a little more recent, but I mean, you know, what would you add? You know, I think the video, you know, the montage at the end really kind of wraps things up very nicely as well. And you know, they could probably add a little bit more to the video now at this point, because it's been a while since we've had an update to the end video. I'm pretty sure it's been within the last 10 years, but, you know, it could definitely be updated again at this point. But, I mean, you're right. It's near perfect, I think, for what it is, you know, for a theme park show. Yeah.
All right, so let's hop up, you know, because there's a lot more going on here in this pavilion than this show, but that's the number one. I mean, obviously, that's, if you got to see one thing, it's that show. But you mentioned Voices of Liberty, which is an a cappella group that perform, you know, usually in the rotunda there outside of the American Pavilion show in the pavilion there. And they are blow your socks off good. They sing the I don't know what you would even call them, like the American classics that maybe you learned in elementary school, but sometimes they'll sneak in something that might surprise you.
Like Frozen.
Yeah, you never know.
I like Let It Go. Right. Yeah. No, they are fantastic. I mean, you go, if you ever hear them singing, it's their stop in your tracks, get goosebumps. Good. You know, that's how good they are. That they're just incredible performers, and their harmonies are so spot on. And if, you know, you get a tear in your eye just hearing them sing, they are so incredible. I have to say, just, you have to hear them. If you haven't heard them, now go. Next trip, go hear them. I promise you will not regret it.
And again, this is one of those things when you're going to World Showcase, it's a requirement. You need to have either a times guide along with your park map, because you need to know when this stuff is happening. So you can kind of plan out your, you know, when you're going to hit each pavilion, but also you could use the My Disney Experience app on your phone. But you, this is one of those things, like live entertainment is important at World Showcase. You got to know what time, you know, obviously Voices of Liberty is not going to be singing the entire day, all day. They have set shows. So you got to make sure you have a plan going in. So grab that times guide. So let's talk dining here, because, you know, every pavilion has something to eat. We have the, what's it called there? The Liberty Tree? No, is
it? No, it's Liberty Inn.
Liberty Inn. That's it. I know. So, well, I mean, it's not disgusting, but it's not, let's say it's not adventurous, and it's really not a place to stop in World Showcase. Do we all agree on that?
No, I mean, if you think about all the places in World Showcase and then you think about Liberty Inn and you're like, oh, okay, well, there's this. So this is for your picky eaters. So this is for Paige.
Yeah, trust me, I've been there many times because
I'm
of exactly
sure,
that.
I'm sure you have. I would not suggest getting the steak dish that they have ever, because that's just not something you should ever get. I do like that. So let's be honest. It's fairly basic food. It's going to be your chicken fingers, your burgers, your french fries, that kind of thing. So it's not adventurous food by any stretch of the imagination. Sometimes they will have one more adventurous dish. It changes quite frequently. You know, a lot of times it's got sort of a New Orleans flair to it or something like that. But for the most part, it's just your standard traditional fare. I really wish they would do something different here. My wish overall would be that they would do like barbecue, like they do with a smokehouse, for both, you know, kind of the Food and Wine Festival and Flower and Garden Festival. They almost always have some sort of barbecue delicious dish out there at the little booth that's always right outside. Which, you know, I can understand why they don't change the menu to that, because what would they serve at the, you know, Food and Wine Festival and Flower and Garden Festival then, you know? But I wish that they had something just a touch better all the time that they don't, but yeah. That's okay.
The thing is, like, there's so much potential there, and it just sits. Like, it just never happened. I don't know.
I don't understand what's going on there. But they do. There is the delightful funnel cake stand,
yes,
which is right there. So, you know, if you're ever wanting a funnel cake. There's also Block and Hans, which serves quite a few delightful beer options if you're, you know, looking for that kind of thing. So there are some options that aren't, you know, burgers, but, you know, not a lot. So. Yeah,
well, and going along with your beer, because you need a beer to go to a concert. And you know what? The American Adventure area pavilion there hosts all the concerts for the Eat to the Beat concert series, the Flower Power concerts, or I think they renamed those. What
it's
do they call
the
them
Garden Rocks concert
Garden
series.
Rocks. I mean, you know, yes. Whatever. But, you know, usually if you're walking through World Showcase during certain times of the year, lots of times during the year, you'll hear the beat of a live concert, live entertainment happening. And, you know, so that's a great place. So tips on going to a concert, you know, in America there at Epcot.
Yes. So traditionally, if it's a very popular band, and you know that a lot of bands are exceptionally popular that you wouldn't think, but you know, we kind of talked about Boys to Men on a previous show, but at you know, you'll get My Favorite Hanson, or you know, you'll get Davy Jones in the spring, or you know, so like the popular bands like that, you want to show up way ahead of time. Now, there are people who show up, like, literally right as World Showcase opens, and they will stand and wait for the performances, you know, until the first performance at 5 o'clock or 5:15, I think.
Pam with Sugar Ray.
Right, exactly. Pam with Sugar Ray. But for the most part, most concerts, you're going to be able to get in okay, especially the later concert, you know, the later of the, because there usually are three showings of concerts. So if that's what you're looking for, you know, you will have to get in line about a half hour or so ahead of time for those later concerts. But if it's somebody that you really, really, really have to see, I mean, you know, get in line earlier. But, you know, I mean, don't get in line. I wouldn't suggest getting in line at, you know, 11 o'clock, but that's just me. So, I mean, I like Hanson, don't get me wrong, but I ain't standing there at 11 o'clock in the morning to see Hanson. So that's just all there is.
But if you do that, you have to have on like a concert tee from like their very first tour. I mean, that's one of the
absolutely
rules.
Absolutely. You got to be hardcore. Yes. I'm not hardcore. I mean, you know, whatever. But there also are other performances that happen besides these concert series. You also have in the summer, you have the Sounds Like Summer concert series. And what those are those are tribute bands who come and perform. And Mike, I know that you've enjoyed the Sounds Like Summer concert series when we sat and watched you dance into the Bee Gees tribute band.
Yes, the Bee Gees were awesome.
Staying Alive.
Staying Alive. That's they always have a cool name, like the U2 tribute band is
To
You.
Yeah,
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but they actually, you know, I mean, I know they're not the official bands, but they're really good. I have to say, these bands do a great job. So, and, you know, I mean, they serve their purpose because, you know, last year after we saw Staying Alive, Brian, I think, downloaded the Bee Gees, like, best of album or something like that.
I did the same thing. See, look at that.
So I guess they serve their purpose. But, yeah, they do a great concert series in the summer. And then in the winter, you have the Candlelight Processional, which takes place there. So, you know, and of course, you know, we talk ad nauseum about how great Candlelight Processional is. And it's something that, that you have to see if you are at Epcot at the holiday season. But that's where, you know, a performer, a celebrity will come and perform the story of Christmas. And they'll have you know, the choir and orchestra perform and with them. And it's just a very moving and touching experience. So, you know, you've got that in the Christmas season. Now, some of these experiences do have a dining package like the Candlelight Processional. So that is one way, if you know that you want to see these events, you can sometimes get a dining package for those. But they're not offered for everything. So sorry, Mike, they're not offered for Staying Alive. You're just going to have to wait in line for that one. That's okay.
Those tribute bands are good, though. I mean, and you know what? It's summertime. It's just, you know, and the cool thing is, like, you know, for those tribute bands, typically they're not going to be sold out. And you can just walk
right up,
grab a bleacher, grab a beer. And it's like, you know, 7 o'clock on a Wednesday night. You're on vacation. I mean, you're in the right mindset. The band knows that. It's really, I mean, it's something you happen upon, but it's one of those things, like, you don't go to Epcot typically to see Stan alive. However, it plussed my night. We had a good time.
Absolutely.
We're still talking about it a year later.
We had a great time watching you dance like a buffoon. So it was fantastic for us and fantastic for you, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, I think we mentioned this here on the podcast, but the best part of that whole night was about two rows in front of us, that girl that was about 14 who had her dad, who was just totally like just disco dancing the whole time. She was, I mean, deathly embarrassed. I mean, I thought she might spontaneously just like explode because she was that embarrassed. Because she kept saying, dad, dad, dad. And she was, I mean, she was literally mad. Like she was about to lose it right there. Yeah. Not good. So if you want to embarrass your kids, go to the
Go watch these performers and watch and sit there and dance around. It'll work very well.
So let's hop around a couple other things in the American Pavilion there. First of all, the bathroom situation has become 1,000 times better over the last couple of years. They used to be over on the left as you looked at the pavilion, to the left of Liberty Inn. Now they're over to the far right, kind of right behind the Epcot Kidcot station there, which are much better. And mentioning that, they do have a Kidcot fun stop there. It's over if you're looking at the pavilion to the right, and that's where kids can do some coloring, get a stamp on there, whatever they're giving away at this time, Duffy or Perry or whatever it is.
Right.
But it's a great way for your kid to kind of cool off, you know, chill out for a few minutes and interact with a cast member who may or may not ask them trivia about the United States.
Right. Exactly. Yes. I love, you know what? The KidCot things are so much fun. Can I just tell you? I've done them myself and I think that they are a blast. So much fun to get to do. And so, I mean, you know, usually you'll get somebody who draws like a flag or something like that, or whatever at the, America Pavilion. But, I love getting to do that. I have to say, I think it's great. And you're right. Having the bathrooms, I know that it's a trivial thing to talk about, but those bathrooms are really exceptionally nice over there. So, you know, if you are in need, that is definitely a place where you want to go. But I do have to talk a little bit. Can I just say, this is not something that's talked about very often, but I have to tell you, it's so, so, so good. And that is the, oh my gosh, I forget their name. Oh, I got it. It's American Music Machine. These, they brought them out a few, about a year or so back. And if you haven't ever caught them, you need to catch them. And it's one of those things where, kind of like you were talking about, this sounds like summer concert series, where you happen upon them and you stop. This is the same thing that happens with American Music Machine. So what it is it's a 5-person group. They sing a cappella medleys of American music. The show lasts about 20 minutes. It's in the American Gardens Theater. I have to tell you, this group is phenomenal. They are so, so good. It's like, so if anybody has ever seen Pitch Perfect, which I love Pitch Perfect, it's like watching Pitch Perfect, but in person. And it's so, so good. They do a fantastic job. Their harmonies are on point. And like I said, it's all a cappella. So all of their, you know, they don't use instruments. It's everything comes from them. And really, honestly, I mean, a lot of times they will suck me in as I'm walking around World Showcase, and I will go and I will sit and watch one of their shows because they are that good. They're so, so phenomenal. So, you know, it's not something that a lot of people talk about, but really, honestly, you need to stop and watch them because they do a really good job.
I still haven't seen them, so I'll have to check that out.
Oh, they are so good. Like I said, it's like when you go to the Sounds Like Summer concert series, you're not going to Epcot for them, but when you see them, it makes your vacation that much better because they really are. They're so, so good. So,
all right, well, let's wrap it up on shopping in this pavilion. And there is a store there. It's to the right of the pavilion as you're looking at it. Kind of just, you know, Andrew would probably love this store. Let me give you, because he loves history, man. He's always putting history out on Twitter, which I really enjoy. Andrew, keep that up because I love American history. I just don't have the time to study it as much as I would like. And when he puts out those tweets, it's amazing. But it's, you know, it's stuff that you might take home for your kid who's a history buff, or if you're a history buff yourself. But it's not like your typical, it's nowhere near like what the Japan Pavilion has as far as shopping. And it sometimes will have like, especially around like the Olympics, they might have like, there's a cart out towards the funnel cake stand. Sometimes they'll have like USA soccer stuff or, you know, stuff like that. But you know, not it's not your destination for shopping, I wouldn't say.
No, I will say that it was recently. It was either March or April. It was with Pam. We actually went and kind of were exploring some of the shops, and we went into the American Adventure shop. And I have to say, they got some new merchandise in that was specific to kind of America, American Adventure, that kind of thing. And I was quite impressed with what they recently got in. There was definitely some pieces that interested me. So I think that they're, you know, starting to get some better merchandise in this shop overall. I know that they got some better merchandise as well in the Germany Pavilion, you know, it's Disney themed merchandise, with, you know, the German touch, the same thing here at American Adventure. It's Disney themed merchandise with an America touch, but, you know, I think that they're doing a good job there. But yeah, if you're looking for like history stuff, this is definitely the place to go. So they sell some really unique things in here. And I think that this is where they also sell, if you're looking for, I'm pretty sure they have some Alex and Ani stuff there. And I don't remember if I saw some Pandora stuff, but I know for sure I saw some Alex and Ani stuff. So if you're looking for that type of thing, you can definitely go there and pick some of that up too.
All right, so don't miss the American Adventure Pavilion on your next trip. Ricky, anything else that we left out today?
USA.
Yeah, exactly. America. Drink a good American beer.
That's right.
All right, well, that's going to do it for us today. Thanks so much for downloading the show. Of course, today's episode brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. 2017 packages are available to book right now. And for just a little bit longer, you can get an increased booking bonus on those 2017 packages for being the early bird and getting that worm, which in this case would be a larger Disney gift card with lots of bookings. So check them out today. They're over at themagicforless.com. Also, today's episode is brought to you by longtime listener Drew Breaker of Aquitas Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Looking for someone to give you a free second set of eyes on your financial picture? Then support the folks who support us and call Drew Breaker at 260-271-1050. Email him at drew.baker@ampf.com or look him up online at ameriprise.advisors.com/drew.baker. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. Please do give us a follow on the social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Be Our Guest Mike. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And don't forget, we have Magical Mouse Radio playing for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right there at magicalmouseradio.com. All right, time to get out of here and get ready for a big USA birthday celebration. We got the fireworks, we got the beer, we got the brats. We're going to have a good time here in the States. Whatever you do, though, have a good time. Remember all those who have died and served to make this country the amazing place it is. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike, wishing you a great 4th of July weekend. Honestly, this weekend, be careful. Whatever you do, stay safe.
And
yes, make good choices.
No firework craziness, that's it. Okay?
Yes, definitely. And I'll try to do the same. Stay safe, everybody. We want to see you back here on Monday, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.